As believers, we must have a desire to come together for the purpose of pursuing God's truth, word, power, and love. Our beliefs must be founded on God's word and in Christ Jesus, so we can experience God's wonderful grace in our lives. Grace is one of those teachings from God that has been sliced and diced into a number of forms. For us, we cannot substitute man's understanding of God's laws and ways and commandments to please ourselves. But we must humble ourselves under the mighty power of God and receive his grace and mercy. So let us cover God's grace today as we're led by the Spirit of the Lord. Let's look at how God provides a way for us to receive his grace. So we can look at the life of Noah, who lived upright before God, when able to find grace in the eyes of the Lord. Right from the start of God's word, it teaches us to receive grace from God is based on how we walk before him. In the book of Zechariah, we learn how God poured out his grace upon the house of David, and how the inhabitants of Jerusalem received God's spirit of grace and supplication. We learn in the book of Luke that after Joseph and Mary gave birth to Christ Jesus, how the Lord grew and became strong, and he was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. The Apostle Paul testifies of the Word becoming flesh and making his dwelling among us, that we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. It is through the fullness of his grace that you and I receive one blessing after another. And though the law was given to Moses, grace and truth come through Christ Jesus. So it is with us who receive Christ Jesus as Lord, that the Lord comes to know our hearts and accepts us by giving us his spirit, so there's no distinction between the people of God. The Lord purifies our heart by faith, so through grace you and I are saved. With the receiving of God's grace comes his promise through the Spirit that Christ received from the Father. God the Father, through the Holy Spirit, reconciled Christ Jesus from death. So through him and for his name's sake, you and I can receive God's grace. We see God's grace based on our faith, so that it may be grace and not works. For it is God who gives life to the dead, and he calls things that are not as though they are. That is what grace through God's promise brings to you and I. We who are justified through faith have peace with God through our Lord Christ Jesus, through whom we gain access by faith and to God's grace where we now stand. Therefore, we can rejoice in the hope of the glory of God by which we receive his loving grace. See, we receive God's grace is also for the benefit of others, so more and more grace can reach more people. We cannot lose heart through outwardly our lives may seem to be wasting away, but inwardly we're being renewed day by the grace of God. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 15 to 18. There's no selfishness above the love and the grace that God is meant to pour. He poured upon the world. He gave his all. His grace causes overflow in our hearts so we can glorify God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 15 to 18 says, all this is of your benefit, so the grace that has reached more and more people will cause thanksgiving to flow into the glory of God. Therefore, we cannot lose heart. Though outwardly we're wasting away, but yet inwardly we're being renewed day by day. For our light and more momentary troubles are achieved for us an eternal glory, for the far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. See, the Apostle Paul's life was a perfect example of someone receiving God's grace who was bound by this world and his religious practices. See, if we accept God's calling through grace, then the Lord will be able to set us apart so his plan for our lives can be achieved. For it is through grace we have been called. You and I, once we receive God's grace through Christ Jesus, we have to prepare our minds for action, become self-controlled, and set our hope full on the grace that has been given to us. So when Christ Jesus revealed himself to us, we only know of God's grace if Christ Jesus has revealed himself, and we come to know him for ourselves. See, the Lord saved us and called us to begin to live a holy life before him. Not because of anything we've done, but because of his purpose and grace. The grace of God was given to our Lord Christ Jesus before the beginning of time and is being revealed to us in these last days. And God has set up the perfect way for you and I to receive grace, which brings salvation and appears to all mankind. This teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly possessions. Under God's grace, we must learn to be self-controlled, live upright, live a godly life in this present time as we for the glorious appearance of Christ Jesus. You and I got to understand what it means to be under God's grace. See, God is a loving and compassionate God. Therefore, he demonstrates his grace not only to the righteous, but also to the wicked. But those who do evil will not learn from God's grace, even though they're among those who are walking upright under grace. Evildoers learn to keep on doing sin and have no regard for the majesty of God. So when God's hand of grace is lifted up, they don't see it. They don't recognize the power that's at work. See, when we receive God's grace that has been demonstrated to us, we'll be one heart and one mind. There'll be a willingness to share with others. There'll be much grace upon us. There's no way we can remain selfish and greedy when God's grace has been poured upon our lives. See, many try to speak against how God's grace works, but when God's grace is at work, no one is able to stand against the wisdom and spirit of the Lord. When God's hand of grace is at work, we will speak boldly of the Lord. A great number of people will come to believe and turn to Christ Jesus. They will see God's grace at work in us. When God demonstrates his grace and we live under it, there will be no difference between us, for we're all sin and fall short of the glory of God. Therefore, we are justified only by God's grace through the redeeming power of Christ Jesus. God promised that he would continue to demonstrate his grace to us because of the increase of sin in this world. Therefore, he causes his grace to even increase even more. See, God did this just as sin would reign in death, but grace could reign through righteousness that brings eternal life to Christ Jesus. You got to see how the power of God is at work in our lives. The grace of God is upon us. See, God knows the heart of mankind can easily turn. Therefore, he tests us through suffering under grace, so we not be conceited in our service to him. And just as the Apostle Paul, God will place a thorn in our side to remind us that Satan is real and that his grace is being demonstrated and is at work in this world. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 to 10. See, neither one of us will have any excuse, because God has demonstrated his grace to us many times in our life. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 to 10 says, three times I pleaded with the Lord to take away me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will all for the sake of delight in weakness and insults and hardship and persecution and difficulty. For when I am weak, then I know I'm strong. God will demonstrate his grace to us in the coming ages so he might show us the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. It is by God's grace that we have been saved through faith and not from our own self. See, grace is a gift from God and we must receive it. See, God demonstrates his grace to us so we understand that under grace we're being called into Christ Jesus, eternal glory. So after we are suffering for a little while, the Lord will restore us and make us strong, firm, and steadfast in him. And now we'll come to know God's grace and how God demonstrates his grace is at work through Christ Jesus, and how the power of the Holy Spirit is at work. Our faith has to be intact. We must turn our hearts and minds towards God so we can to learn to live our lives faithfully under God's grace. And as lives continue to impose itself on us, we must live right before the Lord. See, those who cling to worthless idols, these possessions of this world, are forfeiting the grace that had been given to them. For us to live under the grace of God, we have to consider our lives worthless. We need to finish the race and complete the task the Lord has given us. And when we accept God's grace that is offered to us, then we have no longer allow for sin to be our master. We're under God's grace now. Not under the law, but under the grace that we must be faithful in the ways of God. Go with me to Romans chapter 6. Verses 14 and 15. God's grace requires that we master and overcome sin. It cannot remain in us
Sin cannot be our master no longer. God's grace must abound in us. Romans chapter 6 verses 14 to 15 says, for sin shall not be your master, because you're not under the law but under grace. What then? Say we sin because we're not under law but under grace? By no means. See, we have to be on guard when we start living under God's grace. We cannot think of ourselves more highly than we are. We must think of ourselves with a sober judgment. We're all in Christ Jesus. Though we're different gifts according to the grace that God has given us. And then if we are under God's grace, we have to be very careful how we build on what has been spoken by God and revealed by Christ Jesus. We must be able to live our lives with a clear conscience and let the work that's done in Christ Jesus testify the grace of God that is at work in us. And to live under the grace of God, we cannot deceive ourselves. We cannot receive God's grace in vain. For the Lord says, in the time of my favor I heard you, in the day of my salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of God's salvation. Living under God's grace means we will devote ourselves to prayer, be watchful and thankful to God. We must ensure our conscience is full of salvation and full of God's love, and our conversations are full of grace and seasoned with salt, so we know how to answer those who call upon us. See, God's grace is meant to be a covering for those who put their faith in Christ Jesus. It's not a covering for us to receive God's grace in vain. It is not intended for us to continue indulging ourselves in sins. See, God's grace is intended for us to learn to overcome it and will receive more grace from God. So it matters how you and I walk. It matters how you and I go about our daily lives. It matters how we treat others. It matters how we receive the teachings of God. It matters how we walk under the grace of God. You and I can't take it in vain. God has poured his grace upon us, and you and us must be clothed in it. We must let it change everything about us as God's grace continues to work out the stuff that's in us that's not of God. See, we cannot miss the grace of God by allowing bitterness to take root in us that causes trouble in our lives and cause us to defile ourselves while under God's grace. If you and I want to live under God's grace, we can't seek friendship with the world. It will make us an enemy to God if you and I live this way. We know that God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And if we want to live under God's grace, and we cannot be go on sinning like we've been doing. We need more grace, not less. Under God's grace, our mind, our body, and spirit must become dead to sin and alive in Christ Jesus. Praise God. He's so wonderful. He knows we would not have made it if we would have done it any other way, and how much we need more and more of his grace to make it through. Praise the Lord. Only by living in Christ Jesus can we experience God's grace in our lives. It's only by you and I taking up on the things that God is pouring out in his grace. We can't take it in vain. We must believe in the power of God that's in Christ Jesus, that the grace of God is abounding. Thank you, Jesus. We need God to show us grace. We can't make it on our own. We're unable to carry out the law. We're unable to hold to the teachings of Christ. We need God's grace and we are forgiven. Lord, just as we were foretold, sin has indeed increased in this world. We call on you, Jesus. So through you, God the Father would extend grace upon us. So we overcome everything that's in our lives that binds us to this world, that keeps us from serving God. We can't receive God's grace in vain. We can't live our lives as if God's grace means nothing to us. When we struggle, it's God's grace to give us time to learn of him, to listen to Christ Jesus, for the Spirit of the Lord to be at work and make changes in our lives. So we let go of sin. We're unbound because the grace of God is upon us. See, grace allows me to change how I talk. Lord, help me. See, grace allows me to change how I react. See, grace allows me to overcome that sinful nature that I have. See, grace allows me to overcome that pleasure that's in me. Grace allows me to overcome the greed. meanness in my heart. Grace allowed me to overcome the selfishness that I seek every day. See, grace allowed me to get off the front. Okay, see, grace allows me to get over the lifestyle that goes against God's will. Grace allows me to overcome all things that's against God. And it's God's grace increasing in my life that I can see, Lord, help me, God. I need to get over the things that's in me that displeases you, God. It's your grace, Lord. Oh, it's your grace that covered me, God, when I do things in darkness. It's your grace when I repent of my sins and call on the name of Jesus. It's God's grace that abounds in my life that I can still stand up and say, thank God, for God is gracious. He forgives me of my sins, and I need to learn to overcome. I need to put down some sins while I'm under grace and not abound in sin under grace. God's grace is not for us to be taken in vain, but for us to take upon God's grace and learn of Christ Jesus. Help us today. It's only by the grace of God that I'm able to still be standing. It's only by the grace of God that I'm able to still be breathing. It's only by the grace of God that I can still see. It's only by the grace of God I still have my health. It's only by the grace of God I get out of my bed. It's only by the grace of God I still have my job. Because without the grace of God, I am worthless. I am nothing. I will be laid down today because there's no purpose for me living. Because it's only by the grace of God that I'm able to stand and know that God is still God. He's still able to help the wicked. He's still able to teach us how to overcome evil. He's still able to help us get over our sins that we could walk in his grace and mercy. It's only in the grace of God that you and I can be worth anything. It's the grace of God that teaches us righteousness. It's the grace of God that teaches us the love of God. It's the grace of God that teaches us to live right in Christ Jesus. Thank you, God, for your grace. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for pouring out God's grace upon our lives, God. What would we do? What would we be without the grace of God? You and I would be worthless. We'd be nothing in us. There's nothing good in us. It is the grace of God that allows you and I to think that we can still serve God. It's the grace of God that allows you and I to pray and know that our prayers are being answered by God because we're not worthy. Thank you for your grace, God. Lord Jesus. Grace and mercy and power. Thank you, God. You knew we could not do it any other way. You knew we couldn't follow the law, Lord. You knew we couldn't take upon your son, right? You knew we couldn't hold to your word. You knew we would doubt your spirit, God. But your grace, Lord Jesus. Your grace, Father God, allows us to wake up and know that we've done wrong and repent of our sins and ask God for another chance. Only on the grace of God can you and I enter in. Only on the grace of God can you and I call on the name of Jesus and know that we have been saved. Thank you for your grace and mercy. It has covered me so many days of my life, God. And we know we have sinned and we're not perfect. We're going to need more and more grace as this world continues to do more and more sin, God. It's on my TV. It's on the devices. It's everywhere, God. You can see it on the job. See, more and more sin. Just look at this world. Look at our government. Look at the world has turned. We need God's grace in our life. We can learn and overcome and turn back to Jesus. Lord, Father God, we thank you. Thank you for your grace and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.